top grossing movie in the country this week was not a date flick or a teenage slasher epic. It was that rarest of cinematic successes, a family film. Kenneth Turan of the Los Angeles Times has this review of Spy Kids.
Once upon a time, a pair of glamorous spies, rivals at the top of their game, fell in love. They got married and traded espionage in for parenthood, exchanging, as they say, one life of adventure for another. But not quite. As so often happens, the spies, smartly played by Antonio Banderas and Carla Gugino, are lured back for one last mission. Naturally, things go awry, and the rusty veterans are captured. But their lives turn out to depend not on a team of crack professionals, but rather the untested abilities of their 12-year-old daughter and 8-year-old son.
What'd you do?
Your parents are international spies, but something's gone wrong.
My parents can't be spies. They're not cool enough.
This premise may sound like a stretch, but it's been made into a lively, engaging film that's clever in the best kind of offhanded way. Spy Kids is an adventure fantasy for kids that their parents will relish almost as much. Even more remarkable, Spy Kids was made by a man with a reputation for cinematic mayhem. Robert Rodriguez started his career with the $7,000 El Mariachi and went on to make the Blood and Guts epic From Dusk Till Dawn. Always a one-man band, he wrote, directed, edited, co-produced, and operated the camera on Spy Kids. This time, however, Rodriguez turns out to be something of a big kid at heart.
How to be a spy. Good spy puts himself in the mindset of the opponent.
Ew, gross.
What do you see?
You.
He personally came up with many of the film's nifty collection of gizmos, like the Super Guppy underwater escape vehicle and electroshock gumballs.
You mean these mutants are captured secret agents?
We're dealing with a genius.
Told you Floop was a freak.
And you know that cute little tuneless song the characters sing? Play it backwards.
We're trapped! Floop is a madman! Help us! Save us! Floop
There's a scary army of robot children, and the much less scary, but much more amusing, Thumb Thumbs. Creatures that are about as effective as you'd imagine beings with thumbs for arms, legs, and a head would be. Though Spy Kids has Rodriguez's biggest budget to date at more than $30 million, that's almost a bargain for a special effects film like this. In fact, the lack of the visual polish more money would have bought actually helped Spy Kids avoid the kind of slickness that has robbed similar films of their heart.
Mom! Dad!
Johnny!
Carmen, Judy, close your eyes. We don't want you to see this, okay?
Whoa. Spy Kids also creates an all-Latino family of heroes, and, without making a big deal about it, lays in messages about the importance of family, belief in yourself, and looking after your younger siblings. Producer Elizabeth Avillan, who is married to Rodriguez, says one of the reasons they made Spy Kids was to finally have, quote, a movie we can proudly show to our own children, and this the filmmakers have successfully done. If James Bond could inspire dozens of sequels, there ought to be at least one in the works for this intrepid gang.
Kenneth Turan is the film critic for the Los Angeles Times.